good afternoon. My name is Kelly Hughes. I'm here today at Raven Landing with Louise Griss. Today is May 23rd, 2017. We are meeting to find out a little bit about Louise, and we appreciate you being willing to share your story for this project. Let's start with a little bit of biographical information. So tell me where you were born, when and where you were born. What?
I was born at home in Wisconsin, and I did have a brother that was 9 years old when I was born, but he passed away that year, so I was the only child for a while.
What's your birthday? What year were you born?
I was born in February 14, 1928.
Oh, Valentine baby. And so where did you grow up, you said?
I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin, worked hard, milked cows all by hand, and did very hard work. I have no education because I had to miss a lot of school to put the crops in the spring and in the fall harvest them. I did get an 8th grade diploma, but it was very, very hard. I don't understand how I got an 8th grade diploma. I have three younger brothers.
Oh, okay. So, do you have any stories about your parents or your ancestors?
The only thing I have is about my parents. They were both born in Poland. I'm 100% Polish today. Dad was in World War I, so he spent a lot of time in the Veterans Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My three brothers and I, we had to keep the farm work going, so it was all hard work.
Wow, so you had to put all the stuff in. So you were the only girl?
Yes, I was the only girl.
And you probably had to work just right along with your brothers.
Oh yes, I worked just like a boy. Yeah. There was no, I could live just like they could, and I could spit like the boys.
Oh, that's funny. So what brought you to Alaska?
Well, this is going to be a long story, but in order to find out how I got to Alaska, it has to be this way. John and I were friends as we grew up, but we never dated, but we were very good friends. In 1951, John decided to leave Wisconsin on his way to Alaska. He ran out of money in Montana, so he got a job and worked for the Great Northern. In the fall of 1952, he came to Wisconsin to visit his family and so on. Somebody asked me if I seen John. I says, no, I didn't. So they asked me if they got me his address, would I write to him? I just didn't understand all this. But I said yes. I had the address for 3 months. I just couldn't send the letter to him. It was December, looked at the address and said, oh my, you can always send a Christmas card to a friend. Didn't think the card got to Montana, received a letter from him. The first question in his letter was, how did you get my address? Nobody's supposed to have it but my family. Then asked me about me and my family and so on. So I wrote back to him. The answer to his first question was, I was chopping wood, the wind was blowing, a piece of paper fell by my feet, I picked it up and it says, please write to me, I'm lonesome. So we wrote letters.
Oh, funny.
May in 1955, I received the letter. Don't write to me. I'm moving. Oh, well, there another one goes. June in 1955, I get a letter from him. This is my new address, P.O. Box 21, Hiti, Alaska. My, a farm girl that didn't have no education would know where Hiti, Alaska was? No. So I had to do some research, reading, and so on. Letters and more letters. Fall in 1956, John came to visit Wisconsin for 3 weeks. He looked me up. It was okay. July of 1957, something told me I'm going to Alaska. So I walked in the house and told my mom I'm going to Alaska, getting a plane ticket. Everything fell out of her hands and whatever. And at that time, in 1957, no girl went to see a boyfriend. John did meet me in Anchorage. We spent the weekend in Anchorage. Everybody knew I was coming. As we got off the train at 5 p.m., everyone was at the train, all the dogs and cats and kids and the minister. I looked at the minister and I said, I didn't come to marry this man. I have a bet with my mother. I'm coming home. 2 weeks in Healy, Alaska, did some trips to Fair. It was a fun week. Left for Wisconsin. Letters, more letters. Lots of planning. In July of 1958, I received a Dear John letter from him and we broke up. So I got a mailed him one back, so he got a Dear John letter too. More letters and more letters. October 1958, I got a telegram, please pick me up at the Wausau Airport. So I did. Lots of talks, lots of planning, lots of disagreeing. But on October 8th in 1958, we eloped to Pine City, Minnesota, 400 miles one way. We got married. My mother and the family knew I went to Pine City to get married. But none of my friends, no one, knew I had a boyfriend. And the whole town was all so shook up. What in the world did that Louise do? Mother wanted to make a big wedding party because I was the only girl. So we got penny postcards at the post office. John and I wrote out our wedding invitations. Had to work fast because John had to be in Alaska in 3 weeks. We butchered the chickens for the wedding party. Mother made a big sit-down dinner and he danced till midnight in a great time. We had to pack my things to get them shipped to Alaska. Time was running out. Stopped in Seattle to get some furniture. John said we need a kitchen table and chairs, a wash machine, and a bedroom set. John lived in government housing. So to get to Alaska, we took the train from Anchorage, a long train ride, got into Healy at 5 a.m. November 4th, 1958, cold and dark. This is what brought me to Healy, Alaska.
Wow, so that was a long courting time.
It was.
From 1952?
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Well, I had some problems leaving home.
Yeah.
I was the only, I kept that farm going.
Yeah.
I kept the farm going.
Wow.
So, all right. I can a little mark to finish.
Go, yeah. Okay.
So my life has changed 200%. I had a home, I needed to decorate, paint, and so on. Healy had no roads, no stores. It was a railroad town. Had to order grocery once a month from a commissary. Daughter number one was here in June of 59. Daughter number two, May 30th, 1961. Daughter number three, March 16, 1963. So our house was a busy place.
Yeah, I bet, right?
That's it.
Three little girls. Yeah, wow. So what was your career?
My career? Very interesting. No career in Wisconsin. I just worked. No Wisconsin. I had nothing. Just on the farm. I had no education. Barely got the 8th grade diploma. It was work. I worked just like I could. I worked with horses.
Uh-huh.
I knew how to harness horses.
So then you come to Alaska.
Yes, and then that was different. Different life. In Wisconsin, the boys were afraid of me because they handled me with loving care.
Oh, funny. But then, so what was your career when you came to Alaska?
First of all, they'd bring up the daughters and get things going. But then there was a post office in Healy. And with no roads to Healy, just a train, in the summertime, we got the mail on the train 2 times a day. In the wintertime, once a week. I happened to become a clerk for the postmaster here. when she needed a day off. The postmaster needed to retire at the age of 70, and that would be August 1964. My husband insisted that I fill in an application for this stupid job. I'm going to say it the way I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I did. The last week in August, a knock on the door. John says, come in. We were having our dinner. The man walks in. He looks. Two little girls sitting at the table. One sitting in a high chair. He looks at me and he says, are you Louise? I said, yes. You are, congratulations, you are the new postmaster. Can you work tonight? I need to get on that train to Anchorage tomorrow at noon. Yes, I can work. So we went to work at 3 a.m. We went to work at 7 p.m. At 3 a.m. we came to my house. More papers to sign, and by that time I didn't know what the world I was doing. So at 3:30 a.m. I was asked to stand up and raise my right hand, and I took the oath of office. He said, we still have things to do at the post office. Can you go to work tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.? I've got to get on that train at noon. John took a day off from work. He had to take care of the girls, but he managed to get a neighbor to take care of the girls, and it took a while before we got things put together. So I called my mother in Wisconsin. Mom, you got to come here and help us. I got the job to be a postmaster. The girls need a babysitter. None of them are in school. Mother came in September 1964. By spring, she was homesick for home, her friends, her church, and so on. But in fall of 1965, she returned. She was here for 4 winters and took care of the girls. But in the summertime, we would get a high school girl for a couple hours a day because the girls were getting older and my office was just across the street. My post office had 28 boxes when I got hired, but when I retired in 1992, had a new building, larger, and 240 boxes, and they were all rented.
Wow.
So, I can finish this. Yeah.
Go.
Okay, John and I lived in Healy. John lived in Healy for 50 years, and I for 45. So we were on lots of building committees in Healy, like build the road, build the school, build the church, build this and that. So we did lots of things in Healy. In 2002, we sold our home in Healy and moved to Fairbanks. Bought a home. John passed away in 2009. And in 2013, I didn't want to be a homeowner no more. I did not want to climb on a roof and clean gutters and do the lawn work and so on. So I sold my house and moved into Raven Landing. As for me, the move to Alaska was great. Did more in Alaska than I did in Wisconsin. Also a good move to Raven Landing.
Wow, so you pretty much, like you and John, pretty much built Healy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I mean, if you grew the post office.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from 28 boxes to 200 and something.
40?
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. And then all the buildings that you...
Yeah. Like, John belonged to the Healy Valley Lions Club. We got a fire department there, but the Lions Club was the board of directors for the Tri-Valley Fire Department for 5 years.
Wow.
And yeah. See, he was involved in that.
Yes.
And the same with me. I was involved in some building that school. You know, we had three little schoolhouses in Healy. One is Usability, one in Centrana, and one in Healy. They were just great schools. And all at once, We needed to have a larger school and higher. We got a high, and a high school. We didn't want to send our 13 and 14 year old kids outside to some relatives.
Oh, that's what you would have had to done. Yeah, because your girls were coming up on the ages where they would need to be at school. Yeah.
When Cindy got to high school, there was only, I guess, 3 high school kids.
Oh, so people would have had to send their kids away?
Yeah, to relatives or boarding school, or there was no.
Oh, oh wow, that would have been horrible.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want, or whatever.
Right.
So we were on all these committees, the roads and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you lived in Healy for 45 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you built it up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I go to Healy now and I see my fingerprints and everything.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. In everything that you did.
Yeah.
You've enjoyed living at Raven Landing, and have you gotten involved in the stuff here that happens at Raven Landing? I mean, I know there's lots of activities if you want to, or
I use their facilities as much as I can, like for exercising it, but I do not do no volunteer work. You can also do volunteer work here, but I did all my volunteer work.
In all the years that you lived in Healy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't get too interested. And my walking isn't what it used to be too, so.
So what would you say is so far been your favorite age and why? What is your favorite age so far that you've been, and why?
My favorite age.
Yeah.
Well, I think the favorite age is when my kids were at home and I was working in the post office.
That was your most fulfilling time.
Very exciting.
And busy.
And busy.
Yes.
I took care of my girls, and of course, John went to work first, and then the girls came home from school. I was the last one to come home, and the girls had to deal with their dad. Dad helped them with their homework, and they cooked dinner. Dinner, well, I kind of halfway cooked too, you know.
Yeah.
But they finished it.
Well, and really, you didn't have any time for preparation, because when he knocked on the door and said, congratulations, here you are, and can you go to work tonight? I mean, so you really didn't have any preparation for the 3 girls to get them all situated to start your new job.
No.
So it probably took some time to get everything ironed out.
That's right. He got a neighbor to take care of the... by the time my mother came, she took care of him for maybe 3 weeks or something. He would...
Yeah.
I would take him there, and he'd pick him up from her house.
Yeah. So, but your mom would go home in the summers, right? You said for 4 winters she came, but so she'd go home in the summer? She stay all winter with you?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then would she go back to Wisconsin?
It was summer.
And then she'd come back again in the winter and do it all
She
over
was
again.
Different than the birds.
Yeah,
the
right?
birds went south and she, came she north. Went north.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people laughed at her. She's that... That she doesn't do it like the birds.
Yeah.
But see, I could hire a high school girl because there was no high school or anything.
Yeah.
And so they would be sent away, and they come home in the summertime.
Yeah.
And the post office was just across the street, and the girls knew where to find me.
Right, right.
And we added, it was our building. We were renting it to the post office. We added on to it, and the girls had a place to always come.
Oh. Okay.
They
said,
we played in the back of the post office. I said, that sounds terrible.
Right. So is there anything else you would like? Is there anything else that you didn't tell me that maybe you would like for maybe your girls or anybody else to know that you didn't share with me so far?
Well, no. The only thing is that the only thing I could say, my girls did have all these things like they have today in Healy. I did not bring them here to Fairbanks for gymnastics and everything. They learned to make a lot of mud pies. All my silverware was in a yard. And they've started in a one-room schoolhouse from first grade to 8th. But I have to say they're doing very well. I have a registered nurse. One works for DOT, and she's not just a clerk, she's up on top. And the other one worked for the Alaska Railroad for 32 years in, and 2 years ago, her husband retired, but she quit because she wouldn't let him go down the road all by himself to Arizona.
Right. I don't blame her. Yes. Right? Yes.
So, and the girls are doing good.
Yeah.
You know, with the education they started, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your willingness to share your story, and we look forward to being able to read it in the Raven Landing Library. Thank you, Louise.
You're welcome.